and the spread of infection that we're seeing now is impacting everyone in the country. Although you want to respect a person's individual right when you're dealing with public health situation, we are in fact in a very serious public health challenge here. A person's decision to not wear a mask not only impacts them, but you very well may infect another person who may be vulnerable.
I really do need a bullshit button. Now, I'm reading this as Fauci. I'm not reading this as his reincarnation of a sex robot. Not that I would know if a sex robot speaks that way, but I can only imagine from reading Drudge that might be the case. I think a sex robot is running his site. Health officials have maintained that the best way to fully remove the country from the pandemic and by default end any mask mandate is to continue pushing to vaccine city. Everybody in the country must be vaccinated so you can take your mask off. Oh, okay. That medically makes a lot of sense. When the particles of a coronavirus are smaller, not even close, much smaller than the pores of a mask. Yeah, okay, Fauci. Again, too many stupid people in this country that would believe this fucking shrunken head fossil. Who may or may not exist at this point. I think they've reprogrammed him. They might have put a bag over his head and stuffed him in a van. I want to hear that New York accent. We're going to have to put out a silver alert for Fauci. Make no mistakes, folks. They're going to go after you for masks, and then they're going to go after you for, continue to go after you for being unvaccinated. And then, hey, vaccinated people, some vaccinated, actually a lot of vaccinated people listen to this show. You think you're out of the woods yet? You think because you had your two shots, they're going to leave you alone? Are you out of your mind? They're going to hound you for the rest of your life.
You didn't get the booster shots. You didn't get the booster. All you people out there.
Remember those things, Mad Libs? Or Ad Libs or Mad Libs? You just give you a script and they take keywords out and you just insert new keywords and you always have a script. This is what the script will be like in a few months. Let me see if I can get it. This is what the Mad Libs would be in a couple months. I'll change it up. I'll stick with the New York voice. Nah, you know what? We'll do the fucking bill. We'll do the new Fauci.
Although you want to respect a person's individual right when you're dealing with the public health situation, a person's individual decision not to get the booster shot not only impacts them, but you very well may infect another person who may be vulnerable.
See, we just took out mask and we threw in booster shot.
A person's individual decision not to get the fifth shot not only impacts them, but you may very well
just mad lib it. It's just a fucking script that they read from. They pull certain words out. They plug other words in. If you notice, this has been already happening. This is script.
We need this in the Bill Gates voice, please. The Bill Gates character. On your mark. Get on your mark, doctor.
Health officials maintain that the best way to fully remove the country from the pandemic is to continue receiving your booster shots
instead of pushing to vaccinate the nation's population. Just replace that with to continue getting your booster shots and doing your part. See how they do this, though?
Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La 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 la.
Hey, everybody.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey. You never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb
the hill. Turn the music on, Payne. Turn the music on. I swear to God, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, Payne. You're going to be in pain. You understand? You're messing with the mob boss.
Whitney Cuomo to adopt a Bill Gates voice. He couldn't be able to do it. This guy's super Guido.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo urged private businesses.
Listen to this. He's pushing a private business mandate on vaccine-only admissions. I guess he's not happy with the private bars and et cetera, and restaurants. They may be starting to dig out of the hole he's put them in.
Back in the hole. You go back in the hole. You got any lime? You dig the grave. You got any lime? You out of lime? I got to dig the grave. Where's the shovel? Go over Mama's house and get the shovel. Maybe she's got some gravy on.
New York Governor Andrew, I like to kill old people, Cuomo, is urging private businesses to institute a vaccine-only admission in order to incentivize getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Nobody wants to come to your stupid fucking state, and nobody wants to go to your private businesses.
Private businesses, bars, restaurants, go to a vaccine-only admission. I believe it's your business interest to run a vaccine-only establishment.
Cuomo said, without elaborating. Yeah, that's just what they need to do. Go to a Well, if that's what you're going to do, if you're unvaccinated, it seems like a good idea to stay the hell out of those places, wouldn't it? Because we've talked about it before. If these folks, just a week ago, you know, we forgot about it, you know. The Faucis of the world and the Walensky's of the world, well, they didn't want to talk about that, did they? When they had to admit that, yeah, people who have been vaccinated can spread this stuff to other people. Well, they went right back to the well after that came out, and they started saying, oh, wait a minute here. Wait one second here. It's the unvaccinated people that are causing a dangerous situation for everybody.
The music off. God damn it, Payne. You wait till I get a hold of you. You better not come up here.
Cuomo then suggested those businesses use New York's Excelsior app, which essentially serves as a piss poor vaccine passport system.
Piss poor, I'll show you piss poor. Get my brother Fredo after you run you over with this Trans Am. He's got a firebug, you understand? We have passes. They're on apps. They're on phones. It's very simple. You can operate a restaurant. Just say, you have to show you're vaccinated when you walk in the door. It's going to help your business, not hurt it.
Cuomo said, Cuomo, who's run so many businesses. He's just run so many businesses. You know what the customers are going to say? Forget about it. I'm not coming. Some businesses in New York, including Broadway shows, Carnegie Hall, and a higher-end restaurant group announced that they would mandate customers to show whether they're vaccinated against COVID-19. That's real smart. Broadway shows. This stooge, the founder of the Shake Shack, told media outlets last week that his Union Square Hospitality Group will require indoor drinkers and diners to show they've been vaccinated. Oh, my God. It's important to be vaccinated when you get a 2,000 fucking calorie shit shake. I mean, shake shack. Shake. Shit shack? What?
God damn it, that music! It's insulting to my heritage, Payne! What? Turn it off! And get down to the shake shack, Fredo, and put a gun behind the toilet! We did this. months ago, Radio City Music Hall reopened, vaccine only, sold out all the shows, sports arenas. They went up to about 90% vaccine only,
Cuomo said. Yeah, and they're not selling out, by the way, either. What's next? Cuomo's going to say you can't go to the supermarket or stores that sell food or other essential items in the state if you're not vaccinated. Why not? We have enough homeless maniacs running around the city, assaulting people. What's a few more? Hungry people, homeless people. This guy's a fucking jackass. This comes at the same time. Let's not forget we talked about it. Cuomo has suggested that nursing home workers around the state may be required to receive the vaccine or die, apparently. Cuomo's going to introduce those vaccines into the nursing home one way or another. Either he's going to reinfect everybody quite illegally and quite on purpose, or we'll just have the nursing home workers do it for him. The guy killed fucking 20,000, 30,000 people. No problem. And now he's going to lock down the entire state. The vaccinated people only. And you're still paying tax? You're still paying that fucking tax bill? You know what you do with your tax bill? Forget about it! State agencies overseeing New York's bridges, seaports, and trains will force their workers to receive the vaccine or take weekly COVID-19 tests beginning next month, governor said. What a shithole New York has become, New York City. It's and New York, I mean, there's so many people from New York we hear from, they're just fucking... They just took all the life out of these people. Nobody wants to buy homes there, so it's tough to sell a home there. You're trapped. A lot of people are buying homes elsewhere. They don't necessarily have the money for a second home, but they're like, you know, I'll just fucking go there. So the maniacs blow over. Well, I don't think they're going to blow over. Vaccine passport. You got it all in New York. You know? Where are the unions that represent these state employees? Are they pushing back or they sell them out again? Oh, I'm sure they sold them out again. Let's see what the unions do. This guy, Cuomo, is completely out of his fucking mind. Are you people in New York, guess what? You get what you vote for. That's the way it is. Sometimes you get a good one, sometimes you get a bad one. Sometimes you get a good one you thought was good, and it turns out they were bad. It's always fun to try to put a humorous spin on Cuomo and his insanity, but there's nothing really funny about it when you strip it down. He's basically a communist and a tyrant and a weirdo. Of course he went into politics. There's something wrong with that man. How about some brain damage from Pink Floyd as we move into the next song? To quit playing that Italian music. It really upsets the governor. You want to make him angry? He may introduce COVID-19 into your house or into your business.
Send some infected people over there. Who'll show them who's boss?
Yeah. Australia imposes a 70 and 80% vaccination target to reopen and lift restrictions. Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah. These guys are so famous for doing things that they promise if you just go get your injections. Remember, along the lines, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Yeah, right. That's up there with them from the government. I'm here to help you. Any government in any country. Of course, we have many people listening from all over the world. As I've said before, I'm not quite sure why, but they're listening. In Australia, in the U.S., they said,
if you get your vaccines, then you can have a normal life again. It'll go back to the old normal, not the new normal.
Fauci, that was when he had a New York dialect. since been removed. I guess if you get the third shot, you start to lose your dialect and your mind. Hence the brain damage. They said, if you get your injections, you can take off your mask and you can go where you want to go. You don't have to separate. Millions of Americans went out and got the shots. You dummies, put your masks back on and stay away from each other and stay in the house. Like, my Fauci is probably getting better. My New York Fauci. I have to work on his new... Well, maybe next time, by the time we listen to him next time, he'll be back to his New York self. He must have gotten his ass whooped by his overlords. Bill Gates must have really whipped his ass. He sounds like Bill Gates. I wonder who gets... they finalized Melinda Gates and Bill Gates finalized their divorce today. I wonder who gets custody of Fauci. Maybe Melinda gets him every other weekend. Australian government has revealed COVID-19 vaccination targets for the country to ease its restrictions. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't this start out as, hey, man, you just got to stay in your house for a week until we get things under control? And then it was 2 weeks, and then it was 3 weeks. And now, voila. Oh, nobody can come out now. 70, 80% vaccination. And then we can reopen. Oh, do you think that's going to happen? They lie to you. Remember the boy who cried wolf? He only cried wolf like twice. And then the villagers said, fuck this weirdo. This guy's a liar. Let the wolf take his arm off. We don't care. We're busy. You've been distracting us and lying to us. The government who cries wolf, you folks out there give him the benefit of the doubt every time. Who's the real idiot out here? You think about it. And just like that, in the still of the night, they went from a 1 week lockdown to a 2 week lockdown to a 3 week lockdown to, you're not coming out until we get 80%. That's the percentage of Australians aged over 16 must be fully vaccinated before stay-at-home orders or related restrictions can have a chance to be lifted. Well, that's much different than being lifted. See, you have to read. These guys are like little fucking oily, greasy lawyers.
We didn't say that we would lift the restrictions. We said we might.
Yeah, this is like something Fauci would say. So go out, do something you don't want to do, surrender your personal fucking liberties as a human being. Not only a citizen of a country, who gives a fuck about that, any country, but as a human being. Hey, you know what? I don't want to put chemicals in my body. What happened to the Nancy Reagan just saying no, doing drugs? What if these dopes showed up and said, you have to do heroin? You have to do heroin laced with little fentanyl. It's okay. You better do it or you can't leave the house. What's the difference if you think that this stuff is poison? What the fuck's the difference? Here, just fucking take a little smack. Take some heroin. Everybody's doing it. This goes against everything you learned as a kid from your parents and your grandparents and your family and your support network. Don't do fucking drugs just because everybody else is doing it. Have the fortitude to stand against the crowd. Isn't that what these dopes who show up at your school with McGruff the crime dog? Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. Have the guts just to say no. And then when people have the guts just to say no, they say, you motherfuckers, we will beat you and threaten you into submission. It's completely wrong on every level. Now, people might say, oh,
you're being crazy comparing heroin
to these injections, am I? Tell that to the The dude with the inflamed heart told that to the dude with the brain bleed, and the dudette with the blood clot, I'll tell to the people who have died, oh, you can't. You can't, because they're dead. If you don't want to put a strange chemical in your system because you don't know how it's going to react, and you have the ability as a human being to say no, and the government says, fuck off, you're not coming out of your house until you take it and do it, okay, you can. I guess I'll stay in the house until things clear up one way or another. At least I'll still be alive. Of course, one way to get out of the house is taking something that could be dangerous and being whisked away in an ambulance. That could help you get out of the house. Now, you'll notice that these crooks and these dystopian overlords are always like wimps. They always sneak things in the still of the night, literally. We just listened to it. The announcement came late Friday. Prime Minister Scott, I'm not Jim Morrison, met with state and territory leaders at the national cabinet. The prime minister said they have agreed on a national plan to chart the way back with special rules to apply to those who get vaccinated compared to those who are not. You know what happened? The folks in Australia gave up their guns. Otherwise, Scott, fucking I'm not Jim Morrison, would be very concerned. In early July, the Australian government announced a four-phase plan with each blah, 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 blah. Currently, about 18% of the national population in Australia are fully vaccinated. I hate to break the news to the Faucis of the world and everybody else who listens to the CDC's numbers. I wouldn't be surprised if the true number of folks in this country who are fully vaccinated is about 30%. Because they're sure acting like they don't have 70% in the bag. So phase B of lockdowns could still be possible in down under, so to speak. Of course, you do what you got to do down under. Stick by your gun so you don't really end up down under 6 feet. Down under. These guys are criminals. They lie to you at every fucking move. And now they want to also implement vaccine passports, etc. And what are you going to do? Notice, though, they never give you a clear timeline on anything. They just string you along, right? It's like everything you learn when you're becoming an investigator to go after fraudsters, these guys use every tactic the fraudsters use. They kick the can down the road. They don't give you any. I'm talking about people who steal money from people. Oh, I didn't get my dividend check. What's going on? You know, when the scheme starts to unravel, the pyramid scheme. Oh, yeah, well, you know, the problems with the bank. I don't know, some kind of crazy. Didn't get the wire, so it'll go out next week. Next week comes. I didn't get my check. Oh, craziest thing, man. Sally. Sally's sick. Who the fuck is Sally? That's my assistant. She was supposed to do it. Next week comes. Fred's out of the office. He's overseas. Next. It's the same playbook used by criminals. You understand? Of course, these people are criminals, by the way. Let's go to the videotape. We'll do a little pause here on I'm Tore Down. Let's go to the videotape.
Fuck that! What the fuck?
I'm going to go to the hospital.
What were you just watching? No setup. I'm sorry, folks. Change gears a little bit. You're watching Police Chopper in Australia harass people. Sent out by these cowards to enforce lockdown measures. Footage of police helicopters flying over beaches and parks in Australia to enforce draconian coronavirus lockdown measures circulating on social media. Attention, attention, this is a police helicopter. Blair's One aircraft looming over a beach in Sydney. Will everyone congregating in Gordon's Bay move on? The helicopter orders. The local police have been notified and will be attending shortly. Anyone breaching the public health order will... I should read this as New Fauci. The local police have been notified and will be attending shortly. Anyone breaching the public health order will be issued a fine. The public health order, do not break rules. You will be found and fines will be issued. The chopper is said to have screeched. Aren't you glad if all the people about a year ago saying, this is bullshit in the United States. I'm emigrating to Australia. Good choice.